Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey.
Hey there.
Come on. Whoa. So, we have Lindsay who's still in her home studio. And, you know, we were saying we needed to use that and all because we paid for it and it's expensive and all that. So I didn't think about this, though, Riggins. Not only is that equipment expensive, whenever Lindsay is on that equipment, it's costing the company money because we got to pay her.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
See how I trapped you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did good. Good for you. You bamboozled us. You hoodwinked us.
I actually didn't even think about it. I thought I was just working for free today. So thank you.
Oh, well.
Well, thanks, I mean, TJ.
if that's the deal you and Adam had, far be it from me to interrupt right. that. You know,
get your money, girl.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. We'd never discussed it. We didn't even think this was going to work. So I'm glad yeah, I'm here.
We didn't. But good lead in, Lindsay, without even trying to the big tease that we're supposed to do here for the In Case You Missed It replay. Yesterday we tested we tested Lindsay's equipment on the show live for everyone to hear if it failed or not. And you will get to hear how that went on yesterday's show for today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So we paid for all this equipment and all to be set up in Lindsay's house about 3 months ago, and we had not used it at all. She didn't even know how it worked. And Rob went over and hooked it up, like I said, about 3 months ago. And it's just been sitting there. So yesterday, we put it to the test. Lindsay's home studio connecting with us here in the main mothership studio. And to find out how it went. You're not really supposed to test it in front of everybody, but, you know, we did it. And that's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
This is a monumental moment on the TJ and Riggins Show. I know you think almost everything minute to minute is a monumental moment, Riggins, since we don't have much of a history of the TJ and Riggins Show.
Definitely.
Every day is history. Okay, so to catch you up on the saga that we've been that we got going in the last few days, our manager Adam bought Lindsay a home studio setup, and the plan was that she was going to be doing all kinds of when she can't be here in the studio with us, she's going to be doing all kinds of stuff, you know. So we won't have very much time without Lindsay. And it hasn't been used yet. She didn't even know how to use it. So we're testing it this morning. And as everybody knows, I'm not really a whiz with the operation of the equipment and things like that. I get by. So we've been kind of working behind the scenes a little bit through. So this should work, Riggins.
Well, it should. Well, a lot of things should work.
Okay. So let's see. Lindsay, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Monumental day.
Yeah.
Now I'm here. I have no makeup on. I don't even know if I'm wearing pants, but I'm here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it this will be a video, right? It'll be on the video stuff on the YouTube.
Well, I have a shirt on.
Okay. Yeah, we see. Yeah, we wouldn't want you sitting there just even if you weren't on the video without a shirt. but we do have a little bit of a problem because she said it keeps freezing up, like the picture and the sound freezes up.
Yeah, what could that be? I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. We just got a new internet provider.
Mm.
So things aren't looking good over here.
They're not providing enough.
They're not. We got Google Fiber and Kyle is like livid about it. It keeps going. So it's probably me.
Yeah, probably. And most problems are you.
Yeah. I mean, I even had to ask Rob if I put in my headphones. He's like, yeah, like, I don't know anything about this, but I'm glad it's working. I'm glad to be here.
You don't? You don't know anything about it? I thought you had gone to the broadcast school and gotten your broadcast technology degree.
Listen, I think all the younger people know about this kind of stuff, though, whether they go to school, like, you know,
they just
know
comes about naturally.
They're just born that way.
Because I think now if you're anywhere between the ages of 18 and 30, it's mandatory through the government that you have a podcast.
Yeah.
So they do. They know how to use it. All right. So that baby boy is already up running around?
He's been
around?
Up since 5 o'clock.
And that's every morning?
For the past month. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We're on a roll. So.
And he gets up making demands and stuff.
I try to put him back in the bed. He gets back up. So then I put him in my bed and he's like, let's just go downstairs and watch TV. Okay, fine.
Yeah, we've had enough of this, don't you think? Let's just go watch TV.
We're good, right? Mm-hmm. We're good here.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
My name is Riggins, and I like a cold beer every once in a while.
You do?
Every once in a while, it just hits the spot. Yeah,
socially, that's what you are. It's a social beer drinker.
Yeah, I'm a social butterfly and a social drinker. And one of my, what only makes that better is after having some of those beers, dig into a hearty bowl of pasta, preferably above a half pound of pasta if I can get my hands on it. And one of my favorite things is spaghetti bolognese. It's just like a meat sauce and thick and perfect pasta. And I was looking up recipes for bolognese on Instagram and on TikTok, and I came across a delicious looking spaghetti bolognese, but it was ruined when the person that made it dug her feet into it and mixed it with her painted toes.
Why? Is she doing one of those freak sites or something?
You asked the perfect question. Why? I had the same question.
Why does she not have arms?
She does have arms.
Okay.
That's a good follow-up question. Yeah. I mean,
that's a good question.
Yeah, it's not crazy, but I did check out her profile, and it turns out that's sort of her main thing, is that she takes food and does like beautiful plates of food, beautifully plated. It looks delicious. And then puts her foot in it. And
is this like a fetish thing or?
I guess so. That some people, she's got a lot of followers, and it doesn't say that she does anything,
sinister.
Yeah. Or sexual. Yeah. Anything like that. I think this is, she's just hoping to get views and earn revenue from the views on it. But one person did say, I can't believe you're doing this. It's a waste of food. So many people starving in the world, and people make videos using food to gain engagement on Instagram. It's this real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you know she doesn't eat it after?
Yeah.
Fabulous point, Lindsay.
It's her own meat.
God, I hate moral authority seekers. That's one of my least favorite groups of people.
And if you're trying to do that on the internet, why pick that avenue, the foot creator to scold or to act, you know, better than? I mean, it's just crazy. Here's one with peanut butter toast. And I know you love peanut butter toast, TJ. Ugh. That's just terrible.
Putting your foot all over. Is she foreign?
No, I believe she's just a regular old white woman.
Really?
Like
her plates and the decor and that sort of stuff looks foreign.
Yeah. Well, she even goes to Vegas at one point and does the slot machines with her feet. So it is a lot of foot content.
And they allow that?
I can't imagine that they do.
Well, first of all, I didn't know they allowed videoing inside of a casino like that anyway.
Oh, really?
They don't think she's doing that discreetly.
Here's her making chicken salad with her feet. I mean, anytime you add mayonnaise and... It's bad business. So,
She's not doing anything sexual with it, but that doesn't say what the people watching it are doing.
That's right. Good point.
It's like, what? I didn't mean it sexually. They just took it that way.
That's on you.
Yeah. All of these freaks. Yeah. Perverts.
You problem.
Yeah. They took it that way. Who am I to, you know, tell them how they should think or act?
Yeah. Would you still eat the pasta if you knew her feet were clean?
No.
Okay.
If it were your own feet, would you?
No.
Even if it were your own feet, you still wouldn't eat it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't either.
It would creep me out more to have that on my feet.
Yeah. Bolognese? Why?
Any kind of food. Food on my feet.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I didn't ask Lindsay if it was okay to talk about this. So if you say no now, Lindsay, even though we're on the air, it's fine. We'll move on. But can we talk about the rules of this brunch thing that you're going to that your friend is having?
Oh, yeah. It's an event at the mall. Yeah, you can.
All right. That's the one where you have to eat. The only drinks you can have are mimosas or champagne.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant the dress code thing. Yeah. Correct. So one of my neighbors throws a Christmas party every year and the whole neighborhood comes. It's a lot of fun. Well, this year it's a breakfast theme and there should be no other food other than breakfast food and no other beverages other than champagne, Bloody Marys. That's it.
So if somebody wanted a beer,
right,
and they're not even allowed to take it with them to the party.
What do they care if you want to bring another drink?
You know what I do, or I'm going to do? I have this cute little pink flask. I'm going to fill it up with some tequila.
That a girl. That a girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Try to kick me out. No, she wouldn't kick me out. But
I guess it's because of everything being so visual as being, you know, mimosas, champagne, or Bloody Mary for pictures and stuff like that? Or is it just for fun to say, nope, nothing but champagne and Bloody Marys?
Well, and I think a little bit of that. And I think when women get on this theme kick, it's like, mm-hmm. It's the theme. You can't, this is the theme. We're big into a theme, you know. Yeah.
And, it's crazy. You know, I've been trying to tell Riggins ever since he was a little college boy working for us. I try to educate him on what real women are like and all that. And it may be why he's not married.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
But you remember for so many years, Riggins, I said that grown women are constantly looking for a way to play dress up. Like they always want to pick some sort of an event where they have to wear costumes and a theme of some sort, you know, whether it's we're having a party and it's a Grease theme, like for the movie Grease.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're older. They're not grown.
My wife went to a party last night with a bunch of women that she has. They have every year. And I dropped her off at the woman's house in her pajamas.
Yeah.
Because they all wear pajamas. It's a pajama theme party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, have fun. I don't want to sound like too much of a hater, but come on.
I know, but what I'm saying is that they always call us, you know, children, big kids. You know,
please. But
playing dress up and having these themes like little clubhouses and stuff. Same thing. That's all I'm saying. It's all the same thing.
And Kyle's normally a pretty good sport about dressing up like for Halloween and stuff. But all of my friends and their husbands are matching pajama sets to my neighbor's party. And he refuses.
Good.
He's like, we're not doing that. Hey, hang on. Can you give me one?
Yeah.
Sorry. Got a kid tagging in here.
All right. So, he's standing firm. No matching pajamas. Good for him.
Standing firm.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Of course, you wouldn't want to wear any pajamas that could be worn by men either.
Correct.
That's the main thing.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, Lindsay, have I got a big surprise for you. Something that we're going to tell you that is going to have you laughing at Tech D Rob for the entire weekend.
I can't wait. Cannot wait. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's coming up in a few minutes.
Oh, you're making me wait.
Well, happy Friday the 13th to all who celebrate. It is the top trending topic right now. Friday the 13th. It's a special day. For the superstitious among us.
Yeah, I used to be scared of it when I was superstitious. I was scared of Friday the 13th.
Yeah. It's surprising that you are so superstitious.
I know, because I'm such a, I don't know, what do you call it when literal? I'm such a literal person, and you know, if it is, it is. If it's not, it's not, kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a comparison. It just seems far-fetched that you'd be into that.
Right. Because if you're into that, then you would be into things like psychics and stuff. And
right.
I'm clearly not. There's no such thing as psychics.
Yeah. Yeah. But that one hung on to you for a while.
Yeah, it did.
You're past that point.
Superstition came from sports.
Okay.
A lot of sports athletes are superstitious. So
That's what I was going to say.
I was an athlete growing up.
Yeah, well.
I was a decorated athlete growing up.
speaking of sports, the NBA ratings are down 28% on ESPN through the end of November. They said it's part of a growing problem in sports. Baseball numbers are obviously down year over year. All sports, I think, are down. But NBA ratings really taking a beating this year.
Yeah.
And you know when that started?
When?
When I left the dance team.
Oh, I thought you had real information. Well, maybe it is.
Like when?
Yeah. Maybe that's true. When Lindsay left, NBA started going down the tubes.
When she retired. Remember, she retired, as an NBA dancer. Yeah.
Right.
It's just to go on y'all show.
Yeah.
That's when I retired. So you're welcome, but also... Sorry, NBA.
Yeah, right. And LeBron is taking some time off, he said, for personal reasons, but he's had a pretty underwhelming start of his season. So people are not really sure what's going on with LeBron. And then a lot of people are making jokes that it's tied to Diddy and things like that. I don't know. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think people are just sick of him.
You think?
Yeah.
People are just over him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough.
And could it be that he's getting older? I mean,
yeah,
anything, you know,
he's still playing. It is kind of remarkable. He is an older guy. Maybe he's just tired. He just needs a little more time off than everybody else.
Yeah. That's what Kevin Hart says in those commercials.
Right.
LeBron, he's calling LeBron old.
Where they dance and stuff. Those are funny commercials. I actually like those. Morgan Wallen is trending today because he has pleaded guilty to two misdemeanors for throwing that chair off the roof of that bar. Chiefs in Nashville, Tennessee, and he's lucky no one really got hurt. I mean, that's that could have been way, way worse for him. So
so he got probation for 2 years, and you know he's got to go to some sort of a DUI facility for a few months or something.
Yeah, I think they said 270 days or something like that, and pay fines and stuff. But yeah, thank God he didn't hit anybody with that chair. You're throwing furniture off the roof of a building. It's crazy.
Idiot.
Yeah, it's totally dumb. So he was in court yesterday. We got the most interesting direct message I've ever seen come through during my time here on the show. I wish all messages were like this one that I'm going to share with you next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So there's a lot to break down here. We got the most interesting DM yesterday from a guy. Here, I'm going to find his DM here. Give me 1 second. His name is Adam, I think. I'll get that right. Or maybe Alex. He said, hello. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I've listened to you since you had an affiliate in State College, Pennsylvania, back when Riggins was still an intern.
Wow.
I'm writing to you from Altoona, Pennsylvania, a town that's famous for a few interesting reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've heard of us. We're in the town that picked a fight with Al Roker, renamed ourselves Palm Wonderful for a publicity stunt with Morgan Spurlock, and gave the world the Mallow Cup. Train nerds know us for the iconic horseshoe curve. And TJ, your boy Paul Skeens got his minor league start here. But now we've somehow become infamous as a town full of snitches, with reportedly the worst pizza in America. Ouch, right? So here's my pitch. I want to send you some authentic Altoona-style pizza, and you can maybe help us try and clear our name. I promise it's unique and better than the internet makes it sound. Thank you for considering, and keep up the awesome work.
Altoona pizza.
Have you ever heard of Altoona pizza, TJ?
No.
Neither had I. So a quick Google search led me to this. This is Altoona style pizza, Altoona, Pennsylvania. It is what he calls or describes as a Sicilian style crust with green peppers, sauce, and then topped with American cheese.
A slice of American cheese. Slices,
A slice of American cheese. And now I've never, you know, this is my first experience with Altoona Pizza. He says it's great. People, I've watched people review it on the internet. They love it.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a green pepper person. I'm not a green bell pepper. I don't like.
I think they're green.
No, if it's regular cheese slices, that's fine, but not Kraft singles. You know, I don't like the Kraft singles.
Yeah, you can see a whole slice of pepper just sitting under the slice of cheese.
Yeah.
So that is pretty remarkable. I want to get this guy's name right.
Does that sound good to you, Lindsay?
No. I don't think so.
That sounds like a romantic first date to me.
Right?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Altoona Pizza. It actually has tuna on it.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going to say.
That would make a lot of sense. His name is Matt, by the way. Matt. So do we want to try it? Will that travel well? I mean, should we have him send it from Altoona, Pennsylvania so that we can try it? That's what he wants us to do.
Yeah, but I don't know how that would work.
Unless he sends us a frozen one.
Yeah. Yeah, do they sell the frozen ones like that? Like you get those Chicago home run pizzas, Riggins?
Maybe. I know I'm biased because my family's from Chicago, but this does not seem like it would reheat as well as one of those frozen Chicago-style pizzas does.
Yeah.
This is basically like white bread with American cheese on it. That's what it looks like anyway.
I'd be down for that.
Well, maybe after the Christmas break. We can work it out because we're going to be in and out and not even here for a while. If it comes, it'll just ruin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we can't let that happen. The Altoona style pizza needs to be consumed.
Right. That's what I hear. The Altoona pizza hits differently.
I've heard that. So thank you, Matt. Interesting DM.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, so tomorrow is our big, big Christmas celebration in the town of Old Fort, North Carolina. It's our breaking and entering project this year, breaking and entering Christmas. They lost all of their Christmas decorations and everything in the floods from Hurricane Helene. The whole town was decimated, and they were thinking they weren't going to be able to have a Christmas festival like they have every year and a parade and all that stuff. Well, they are, and we're so glad we could be a big part of making that happen. And it wouldn't happen without our sponsors for this whole project. FS Drinks, Simple Boba, and Lily and Grace, which is a beautiful boutique, gift shop, furniture store kind of place that my wife goes to all the time. Jewelers on Main in downtown Mooresville, Blackfin, Ameripub in Charlotte, Lowe's Home Improvement, Wild Wing Cafe, Snowflake Village, all of these places have to make it happen. And Lindsay, here's the special gift for you, this information that we found out just right before we started the show today. You know, Rob is going, and which is a big deal for him to be getting out and going to something like this with so many people and all that stuff. And he's got a friend coming with him. And since Old Fort is up in the mountains in the western part of North Carolina, it's close to Asheville, North Carolina. So he and his friend are stopping off in Asheville on the way home. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To visit a board game bar. I didn't know they had board game bars, but that's where he's going.
Yeah, Rob, is this a girl or a guy?
It's a girl, but it is just a friend.
This is a date. Oh,
no,
my
it's not.
God. You're going to a board game bar for a date?
No, it's not a date.
He says it's not
yes,
a date.
Yes, it is. I've seen her. She's cute. You're going on a date.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not.
I cannot believe you're taking this poor girl.
Well, she likes that sort of thing.
This was also, I sent this and she said, this sounds awesome.
Oh, no. We got two. No, I'm not even going to say it. Because I probably will like her, but.
But, you know, you're a woman about town. You keep up with the trends and everything. How did you not know that there were things called board game bars?
How did I not know
that?
Yeah,
how did you not know, Lindsay? You're supposed to be the one keeping up with all the trends and what's hip and cool.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one in Savannah, Georgia, too, that you probably don't know about. So
No, I don't know about any board game bars, Rob. I know about zero. Never even heard of that because I'm not a loser. No, I'm kidding.
So,
I'm kidding.
What do? You go in there and just sit in with somebody else's game, or do they have games in there you pick up and just start playing?
Yeah, you borrow them. They have 600 plus different board games. They also have, they have food and they have drinks. So
that's a pricey bar. I mean, for them to get all those games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the food sounds pretty good.
A lot of cargo shorts.
Probably.
A lot of Crocs and cargo shorts. And
Yeah.
You're right.
Scraggly beards and suspenders on the older guys.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I want to know what food's on the menu.
All right. We'll find that out next. Hang on.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, Rob just told us that he is going to a board game bar, a bar themed with board games. And it seems like it would just be messy, you know, with all board game pieces all over the place and, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh,
I think people are eating and
and
doing gaming. The board game.
What were you were saying messy, like strewn about the way Rob is with his desk and all that.
We kind of have an inside look on what it might look like.
And his mom telling him as a teenager to rake the clothes out of his floor.
I'm going to give you a rake.
Yeah. All right, so Lindsay was asking what kind of food they have at the board game bar.
All right, they serve breakfast, so they're open early enough for that. They have a bacon cheeseburger dip.
Ooh. Okay.
So
that makes sense.
Excuse me. A mini charcuterie for two, including provolone cubes, salami, crackers, and milk chocolate covered almonds.
Oh. I bet that's the least ordered item on the menu.
Yeah, and that actually makes the most sense with a board game.
So it's not a full restaurant then?
They call themselves a cafe.
Yeah.
Okay. They have Uncrustables available?
They do?
Yes. Are you serious?
Maybe that's on the kids menu.
It is. You're right. Okay. Dino Nuggets also available.
Right. Give them credit. So they're just taking a trip to the grocery store, it seems like, you know, to have cubed provolone and salami and ham. I mean, that's...
I even point out that it's cubed. Just
provolone.
Right.
Yeah. Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, why didn't they just
cubed
say...
Cubed provolone.
Delicately cubed.
Yeah.
We cube it ourselves.
Cubed to perfection.
They do have Cubans as well.
Oh, really? What do they do there? They work there? I didn't know.
What are they doing there?
Teriyaki chicken, fried green tomatoes.
I'm ordering teriyaki chicken at a board game bar.
It sounds messy.
What, Regan?
I'm just repulsed by the whole idea.
How much Mountain Dew you think they sell out of this place?
I think probably quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that there's a kids menu, meaning that these people would have kids. And
right.
Doesn't even seem, but I know.
But I picture them having no beer, but a their own version of mead. Like you can order our mead.
Sure.
Not beer.
Yeah.
They do have beer on tap. Mm. They also have a boozy cafe where you can get an Irish coffee, Irish hot cocoa.
They should have a soda fountain with just like 10 Mountain Dew flavors.
They do have Coke products and Pepsi products. So they know they're not going to, you know, alienate any of their people.
Yeah, that's true. Love that.
Man, it's a shame you're already married. Lindsay, you could go there and try to find you a man.
I was just thinking the same thing. It's a shame.
It's going to be a good time.
But it's not like going in and sitting down and playing a game of Sorry or, you know, Yahtzee or something like that. These are these long, drawn-out games that are so involved and stuff, I would imagine, like Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering and all the other ones that you play.
They do Dungeons & Dragons at this place as well, surprisingly.
Man.
Wow.
Am I the only one picturing like teriyaki sauce just like on the board games, like on the cards and just,
You got teriyaki sauce on my battleship.
Yeah.
On my miniatures. This is teriyaki sauce on my miniatures. All right. The most anticipated time of the week is coming up next. It is Riggins' Week in Review song. Don't miss that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.